Hello and welcome back to the 6 a.m. Club, where we start our day inspired. Today, I have a little bit of a different approach to our coffee chat this morning, or whenever it is that you're listening to this episode. This week has been a roller coaster of emotions for me. Just a few days ago, we gained an angel in heaven. My beloved grandma, my Yaya, passed away. She was 102. Even though we knew that this could happen at any moment, given her age, you're never truly prepared to say goodbye, especially to someone that you love so much, who has been so important in your life. And when you're far away and you can't get there to say goodbye, my Yaya, as I call her, and I were very close. She was an inspiration to me. Her strength, her love, her kindness. She had a really special way of looking at things and loving on the people that she loved. And I'm going to miss her so much. You know, losing a loved one, it's painful. I have been very lucky that I haven't gone through this experience many times in my life. This is the third time, maybe. And you're never prepared. That's what I can say. And I don't think that you'll ever get better at it. It's not something that the more you go through, the stronger you get. I think it's something that it's always going to be painful. But I think for me, I find comfort in the fact that she lived fully. As I said, she was an inspiration. I always joke with her, telling her that I wish I get her genes so I could age as gracefully as she did, with the energy that she had, with the mental clarity that she had all the way through the end. Every time that we would go to Spain and I would see her, I would hug her a little bit stronger because I knew it could be the last one. But I always had hope that there will be one more. This week, I've been reflecting a lot and remembering her a lot. All the different times that we spent together, all the different ways that she was there when I needed someone. She was really special. There is no doubt about that. And I mentioned this week was a roller coaster because a couple of days after, in the middle of all this pain and sadness, there was a little ray of joy that brought light into our lives. And that was my daughter's birthday. She turned 8 this week. Her beautiful smile and her infectious joy have really bring a sunshine into this very gray week. It was just what I needed when I needed it. And I'm grateful for that. And talking about gratitude, the reason I'm sharing this is because, to be honest, there's nothing else I can think about this week. I'm not in the mental space to inspire you this week, because it's been hard, I won't lie. But there's two things that have helped me this week, aside from just the smile and the joy that my daughter has brought to this week, that I thought I would share, just in case you're going through something hard, whether it's the loss of a loved one or anything else. Two things that I think when we're having a hard time can really set a foundation to help us get back up. to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves when we're going through these hard times. The first one is gratitude. Even in difficult moments, there are always reasons to be grateful. Sometimes it's difficult to find those things, but for me, anchoring myself in gratitude this week has been the most helpful thing, one of the two most helpful things. My grandma's life and the joy of my daughter's birthday have shown me that life is a journey full of contrast, where joy and sadness intertwine in a constant dance. And it's this contrast that makes life so rich and so meaningful. And that no matter what is going on around you, there's always reasons to be grateful for. Yes, I am sad because I won't be able to hug my Jaya again. But I'm grateful for all the memories that I treasured with her. I'm grateful for another year of life of my daughter. I'm grateful for so many other things in my life. And when you are practicing gratitude and you're really feeling the gratitude, if you're doing a gratitude practice right and you're feeling that gratitude, there is no space for pain at the same time. They can't live together. So anchoring yourself in gratitude can help you get through those difficult times. The other thing that has been super helpful for me is the importance of habits, especially during tough times. It's easy to maintain, in my case, like my morning routine, my healthy habits when things are going well. But it's during the gray days that anchoring yourself in your routines can help you get through and move forward. This week, despite that I didn't want to get out of bed, I did. I knew that if I woke up and I move my body and I exercise and I eat something healthy, that was going to help me and I was going to feel better. And it did. I always feel better when I start my day by taking care of myself. And I know the next days and weeks are going to be a little bit of an uphill as I'm processing and grieving. But I think that anchoring myself in gratitude and in my routines is going to help me get through that. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I know this is not the usual tone. And I know this is not the same kind of message that I typically share with you. My intent is always to bring some inspiration and some light to your day. Today, I don't have a lot of it in me. This is what I have, but I wanted to share in case you're going through something hard, that maybe these two things can help you too. Remember, there is always something. There's always a reason to be grateful. As we navigate through life's ups and downs, it's important to hold on to the moments that bring us joy and the habits that keep us grounded. To all of you out there who might be dealing with loss or difficult times, know that it's okay to feel and process your emotions. And remember to take care of yourself and find support in the people that you love and anchor yourself in gratitude and habits. Thank you for joining me today in this deeply personal episode. Until next time, take care and I'll talk to you next week.